Hello and welcome to podcast number six. So today we are talking about becoming a mother. So you know the saying, it needs a village to raise a child, which is very true. We love to have aunties and neighbors and sisters and mothers and grandmothers helping us to raise our kids. But sometimes it's not possible, particularly when you live in a different country than your family or far away from your logistically from your family and friends, and then you can feel a little bit isolated. So I say it makes it worse to become a mother as well. And today's age is more the digital village that we have more than anything else. So if you're listening to my podcast, for example, you might be very much far away from me physically, but we still might be connected because you're like thinking, wow, she knows what she's talking. Oh, wow. Yeah, I know how she feels because I felt exactly the same. So when my first son was born, this is back in the 2012, I was a first time mother and I was in a foreign country. Yes, my husband here with me, but I didn't have a lot of friends who had kids. I had friends, but they were all still single or just married and just living their lives. So it felt like a little bit intimidating when you're giving birth because I didn't have lots of way to compare on things that what you do right and wrong and who do you ask information. And yes, you can Skype with your family other side of the world and ask information, but the kind of immediate answer to your question, where do we look for those answers? I know what you're thinking, Dr. Google. I know you should not be looking Dr. Google, particularly for medical things, but we do. So there you go. Dr. Google was a lot of answer for lots of questions in the early days. And yeah, and then I started thinking like there must be another way of connecting with the other mothers. So when my son arrived, the first few weeks and months, I was quite happy to kind of stay at home and just, stare adoringly on my son's eyes and just, gaze about him and think like, wow, how lucky I am to be your mother. But then it comes a time when you're really feeling that, okay, I should really start, doing something more. And I should really start, socializing with other parents and other mothers and talk about things like, is it right when my, breast feels like this and when I'm breastfeeding it's like that? Is it does it feel right when your son's poo is green? Like, oh, is that right? Dr. Google said it's right, but I'm not sure because more yellow is green. Like the early days when everything is just freaking you out and you're like, what is this? Is this right? And then you have all the books that you try to read and you can't find the answer there either. And then you want to relay what you're saying to another mother, someone who's going through the same thing. So what I then started doing is I contacted the local mothers group. So in Australia, the midwives usually encourage you to attend to their mothers group meetings, which usually happen weekly basis in the local health baby checkup center or clinic. So you might have something like that available in your location or your country. And I went along and I was very skeptic, I have to say. I was just like, I'm not sure if this is to me. This is for me. And I remember us sitting in a circle on this room, and you didn't have to, and you didn't have to talk if you don't want to. You just say, my name is Susanna. Here is my 7-week-old son, Luke, and that's it. And then you listen to people asking questions and the midwives answering the questions. And you could ask a question if you wanted, or you just sit there. But I remember sitting there. There's 20 of us, and we were all breastfeeding in unison. That's the only picture that I have in my mind. And I was just like, oh my God, is this what my life has come down to? That I'm sitting in this group of very lovely ladies breastfeeding in unison. And don't get me wrong, I'm just laughing because the picture and the view was just like, oh my God, this is what it is. Anyhow, it was a little bit, interesting. And some of the questions the women are asking, personally, you're thinking like, why are you asking this? Yeah, surely you know the answer of this. But then you realize that not everybody kind of know where they look for the answers, and they don't know how to educate themselves and where the answers lie. And they want to hear, like yourself. I wanted to hear it from another mother. I wanted to hear someone who's experiencing the same thing. And lots of times, those conversations on those early days in the mothers' group were other mothers answering the questions and their midwives confirming whether whatever finding it was, like, what's the yellow green poo? Okay, yes, it is yellow green poo, is okay. So you get the picture. So I did keep contact with, I would say, a handful of those mothers that I met in the early days. And some of them, I'm still friends, and we had number two at the same time, and some of us went to have number threes as well. And yeah, we're still friends. There's like three, four, five of us. We still meet every now and then. Our kids are, they've known each other since they were 7 weeks old. So can imagine the bond that they will have growing up with these kids, with their friends, their mother or sister from another mother, kind of thing. So yeah, it was interesting to kind of have the physical parenting and the physical kind of closeness of another mother who or a father who would kind of give you the answer and who were going through the same things. And you were saying, okay, well, my baby was doing this last night. He was waking up like four times when he normally has been sleeping through. And it's 4 month old baby. Oh yeah, my son is doing exactly the same. It's like, yeah, 4 months, that's when they start changing again. And then you have the same conversation again when they're 8 months, when the 8 month hits, and that's definitely when they change their rhythm a little bit around in terms of their sleep. So if you have, opportunity to go to the mother's group, I do encourage you. They might not be your cup of tea, or you might find them a little bit overwhelming. I remember there's a mother there who started crying because she was not able to latch the baby on her breast. And it was very overwhelming having these other mothers around her, who were successful breastfeeding. And breastfeeding is not for everybody, and we should not judge that. And then there's other groups as well. Some places have very active play groups that start even in the kindy age, sorry, not kindy age, but baby age. So play groups, and there are play groups organized by the churches, different kind of community play groups, depending where you live and what kind of set up your country, your town, and the society have. So I do encourage you to go those and have a look what other mothers think, and you might find that you find friendships to last a lifetime. Like I've definitely have gained quite a few really close friends from those early days and early years of parenting and being out and about with my son. But what other resources are there for new mothers? So depending on your country and depending of your, setup. Of course, there's a mother's groups, there's a midwife-driven groups, there's websites, there are governmental websites, there are non-governmental websites, there's holy moly how many blogs you can find and answer to 5 best tips to swaddle your baby. We have one of those as well at Tutu. But what other resources? Well, there's a lot of Facebook groups, like online groups. So sometimes, when we are so remote and we are so, away from our family and friends, sometimes it is the Facebook group that there you can ask questions and answer those questions is the way to go. So, for example, here in Australia, Bondi Babies is a big group. And I remember I never asked questions, but I was reading a lot, and someone was asking the same questions that I wanted to ask, and I was like, oh, that's great. I wanted to ask that. There's a lot of other Facebook groups, and you just have to go and make a search for them, to be honest, depending what you want. They are for attachment parenting. They are those who want to do natural parenting. They are those who want to do sleep training, parenting groups, anything. So Facebook has really good, grasp of lots of social groups that you can get into involved, or just to be a silent observer and just, listen to the conversation. We're living in this digital era, so almost everybody I know is in Facebook, and almost all of us have some kind of, digital platform that we follow. And there's Instagram. There's a lot of Instagram mom bloggers or Instagram information where there's daily tips come in with pictures about what to do, and then a link to a website as well. So yeah, there's a lot of things out there that you can use. So don't feel that you are remote. Don't feel that you are alone, because you're never alone in parenting. You just have to find the resource and the people available for you. And I think I said Dr. Google, but there's also the big resource called Baby Center. So every country, like US, Canada, have Baby Center websites. So does here in Australia. So every country has different kind of digital formats that you can see. There's a lot of podcasts like this one that you listen. There's a lot of blogs that you can find. So you kind of have to make some research of what is your way. I'm not trying to say one is better than the other. I'm just saying that this is how I kind of found my tribe and my village. Because when you talk about village, like I still have friends that I had before I had babies. And when they come to visit, well, I just had a visitor from England. And she was just so hands-on with my boys. It was just very lovely. So Helen, if you're listening this episode, we'd love to have you back anytime. And then I have those mommy friends that I have met through my journey, and I keep meeting new people and making new friends when my kids start school. So don't feel that you're alone. There's a village out there. You just have to find that village. Now, I also wanted to talk something else. I'm thinking about changing the name of my podcast. Like, I'm talking lots about my blogs and my journey as a parent and how to do parenting and motherhood and some tips about that. But I also want to talk about my business mom journey, because that's different, but it's also part of who I am. So I'm thinking about changing my name of my podcast. So stay tuned, because next time it might not be Susanna Hisgren podcast that you're listening, but something else. So I have a corresponding blog post for It Makes a Village to Become a Mother, and it's tutu.com.au/blogs. It's available there for you now. So yeah, head there and have a read through. And if you want to know what's going on in Tutu, just sign up for our Baby Box newsletter, and you also get a free milestone card. So if you're expecting, you have a friend who is expecting, you get printable milestone cards that you can just print out and keep using them, or share them with your friend throughout your parenting, sorry, motherhood journey. And we love to see those photos, so please share them at social media at Tutu Baby Box, at Tutu Baby Box at Instagram, Facebook, or any other platforms that you're using. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll speak to you later soon. Bye.